morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know you've had a busy spring. Tell us about some of the activities you've been involved with.
Absolutely. We recently participated in the Oklahoma Memorial Marathon at the Cox Center. This is a great event for us. It attracts up to 25,000 participants every year who come to the trade show to pick up their race packets and then spend their time perusing the booths. For the Oklahoma Beef Council, it provides us that opportunity to share recipes and nutrition information to this very important group of food and health involved consumers. We also promoted the Team Beef program to encourage runners to sign up for it.
And also the spring at the Oklahoma FFA convention, the Beef Council awarding money to many FFA members who've gone through the Masters of Beef Advocacy program.
This year, Oklahoma FFA blew through their goal of 750, and we had more than 1,000 students receive their Masters of Beef Advocacy certification. Makes Oklahoma the leading state in the nation.
Learn more about what the Oklahoma Beef Council is up to by going to oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
Chad Shelton was in Tonkawa, Oklahoma this past week visiting with local wheat producers during a special promotional field day. As one of the lead marketers at Alba, a major player in the new Coaxium system for weed control in winter wheat, Shelton was on hand to educate and inform Oklahoma producers about this recently developed production system and the benefits it can have on their operations.
Coaxium is really the brainchild and the vision of Colorado wheat growers. They set out in 2008 to come up with a new herbicide, non-GMO trait that would give them better winter annual grassy weed control and at a better return on investment at the grower level. So this was started in 2008 by the Colorado wheat growers and now is going to be spread across the United States winter wheat growing market to help growers address grassy weeds and to give them a better return on investment.
While still in development, Shelton says there are currently 75,000 acres planted with wheat carrying the patented Coaxium trait. In the near future, though, he says the trait will be introgressed with the varieties of other breeding programs all over the U.S., including those of Oklahoma State University's program headed up by Chairman of the Oklahoma Wheat Improvement Team, Dr. Brett Carver, and for the benefit of producers' use. The Coaxium system includes both a proprietary trait and an herbicide dubbed Aggressor that works alongside the trait.
The trait is actually a non-GMO trait that was developed by the wheat growers of Colorado State by Colorado State University. And they've actually got a patented trait now that is going to be integrated into wheat varieties for the U.S. wheat grower by over 10 breeding partners bringing this trait to the forefront. In the beginning, Colorado State University and Colorado Wheat Research Foundation and Lima Grain will be bringing the first variety. But in the future, there'll be other entities, both private and public, that will be able to integrate this trait into germplasm to offer a wide variety of diversity for germplasm that hits both yield but quality and fits different microclimates.
These technologies, combined with proper stewardship, Shelton says, come together to form the first effective weed controlling production system for wheat to hit the market since Clearfield.
If we look at when the last herbicide-tolerant trait was brought to the marketplace, it was over 18 years ago, and that's been a unique technology for us. And since then, a lot of time has passed, and we haven't had new technologies brought to wheat. So stewardship is really critical, and we believe through the proper stewardship that we can make this technology last for over 10 or 15 years. Remember, resistance isn't something we develop. It's something that we manage, and stewardship will help us manage and keep resistance at bay as long as we possibly can.
To learn more about the Coaxium wheat production system, click over to their website at coaxium.com. That's Coaxium.com. You got farm news on Ron.
It's at the top of the class for two Gene Clearfield varieties in the Central Plains. It's Double Stop CL Plus, another OSU Graze and Grain and Golden Grain wheat variety. Double Stop CL Plus is widely preferred by millers. Double Stop CL Plus tunes out rye and other tough weedy grasses, and it combines high yield, test weight, resilience, and show wheat quality in one variety. Double Stop CL Plus offers a competitive canopy, is acid soil tolerant, and stripe rust resistant. Double Stop CL Plus has been affirmed by the Wheat Quality Council. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.